Blog Talk Radio.
I was a hard drinking sinner with blood on my hands. I was a hard drinking sinner, a gun in my hands, drinking 40 pounds for dinner till I met a big man. And the man said, how do we do?
Out there, this is Ryan, and that's Kimmy.
Hi.
And this is Freddie. We are supposed to be having Stefan Hamblin on the show, but we're running into some technical difficulties here. Blog Talk is being a blog B word. I can't say because she's here. So I think what we need to do is I'm on Facebook Live right now. I think I might need to start a new stream here, and hopefully we can bring him on that using StreamYard. So I'm going to go ahead and try it that way, because for some reason it won't let him connect to the Blog Talk. And I figured, you know, it'd give us problems because it's across the ocean, and Blog Talk barely works even in the States. So, you know, I figured it was a long shot, but I'm going to try something else here. So this may take a little while, and so I apologize for that. Like I said, this is not a professional radio show at all. Just hanging out here, drinking water, hanging out with Freddie. I mean, look at this. This is my co-host right here, a teddy bear.
Yes.
Or my third co-host. So you see how professional we are. Let's put this on. All right. Log in. Right now I'm logging into my – this is exciting stuff. I'm logging into my StreamYard account over here, guys. So this is what I'm doing.
How exciting.
Clicking on get log in. Okay. I need to have an account. Typing in my thing here. Oh, my God. Okay. Get into my – see, isn't this fun?
What a process.
It is a process, but you know what? We are here to interview Stefan. I guess it's Stefan. Stefan, maybe? I don't know.
You don't know the name of the person you're interviewing.
It's S-T-E-F-A-N. So Stefan or Stefan. I don't know how they pronounce it over there. Okay. Yay! Okay. Now, on the Freaking Awesome Show page. All right, guys. So I'm going to end this live feed. And people who are listening to this right now, I apologize because, you know, it is what it is. So
things happen.
It's, yeah. SHIT happens, and it happens a lot with this network. I'm going to end this live feed now. I'm going to go on to the Freaking Awesome Show page and start a new one. And hopefully we can get up. Oh, there it is. Nice. See? Hey, Chanel. That's right. Okay. All right, Stefan. Good. So, yeah, we're going to start a new live feed since apparently we can't connect to Blog Talk. Stupid. Not him. The Blog Talk is stupid. Don't get me wrong. We're going to end this live feed and go to the Freaking Awesome Show Facebook page, okay? And I'll have my live feed over there. I'm going to end this because I need the camera. And let's do it. See you over there. Give me like 2 minutes or something. End live feed. Okay. Now, and create broadcast. So I'm now typing in the title, present. That does not work. I don't know what to do because I'm just talking to myself now. I can't skip to this one. Create broadcast. Okay. Go here. Where am I going? I don't know.
A leaf browser co-host is kind of paranormal.
Yeah, very silent. Doesn't say much.
Yeah. Ages. Well, it's an animatronic from a horror game, so.
No, I said end up in my room. Hello? Oh, that's Savannah Outlaw. Display name. Stefan Hamlin. Enter broadcast studio. Hello, hello, hello. Okay. Stream. Okay, so.
I look a mess.
All right. Go live. Hopefully this works. I really haven't done this before. So now we are live in the Freaking Awesome Paranormal Show studios. Hopefully. People followed us over here like we told them to. Hello.
No one shows up.
I know. All lonely and stuff. It's all been remarking.
Should have like a change of plan.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, plan 36.
Yeah.
Oh, hey,
okay. Hello. Okay. So, all right. What the hell? All right. All right, show. All right, I need to figure out how to bring you on camera. This is all right. So I got this.
Maybe invite.
Invite.
I could be totally wrong, but I'm just guessing. I don't think I'm right.
No. So I see you, Stefan. Live view comments. Click on it. Okay. This is so stupid. All right. Share screens. I realize this is riveting radio here. Oh. Okay. Cam, Mike. All right, we're here. If anybody knows how to add a person onto our camera thing on StreamYard, that would be the time to tell me.
I can try to look it up.
Yeah, look it up. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And my co-host over here, the co-host with the most. Yeah, well, might as well chat for a little bit. So, obviously, one of the things we Kim and I love to do is we like to watch exploration videos, especially of like abandoned places around here. And I ran into the Hamblin Family Explorers on Instagram, and I was like, well, these people look pretty interesting. I got some cool pictures. I'm going to reach out to them and see if they want to come on the show and speak with us. They realized it was going to take like a rocket scientist to figure out what this, how to actually do it, but like trying to figure out the Da Vinci Code, trying to get this stuff figured out. It'd be easy. You know, Blog Talk, why can't you work? So, all right, there's that. Here's a screen to see how this unique. Oh, this works. Okay. So, I mean, I'm clicking on this one. So it would be me and Lisa. We have issues. Settings. Guess. See, guess how you find the guest enters. Guest must authenticate. Do I need to like send an invite? Let me try. Okay, copy the clipboard.
Oh, did you write the first one?
Maybe. So I'm gonna go ahead and. Let's see here. I'm sending Stefan an email. Here. I heard the door open.
Like, almost door?
Yeah, it's weird.
Oh.
Okay. Let's see here.
All those move out.
I don't know. They were dropping stuff the other night.
It was
a bunch of noise. Okay.
People moved out.
Oh, God. Stefan. So, anyways, yeah, we watch these explore videos and, like, just, you know, interesting stuff. We watch Sam and Colby videos and. Who else is there?
Exploring with Josh.
And stuff like that. But realize that compared to over where Stefan is, we really don't have that much stuff. But damn, England. Crap. Bunch of stuff over there. All right. So I just sent Stefan an email. Hopefully he gets it. And hopefully he can join in. After that, I have no idea what to do, honestly. Honestly, I don't know what to do. With my terrible British accent, I did not mean to do that. Actually, I did. Let's see here. It says copy the clipboard, email, messenger. You know, maybe I do this too. I'll send one to him. Let's see if this works. Send a message. Boom, 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 boom. Hope everyone's having a good weekend here. I don't even know, like, what did I do this week? I worked on Saturday. I went back to working at Pizza Hut, which is, oh, crap, there he is.
Oh, did it work?
It actually worked! What? Nice! Hell yeah!
Hello.
Welcome. Man,
how are you?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Yeah, I'm just about, thank you.
Wow. Well, I do apologize for the here. It's just, man.
It's prestige, isn't it?
It is. That's why I was like, man, I hope this works, because it's
well, we're here now, so
exactly. This is actually probably better than doing on Blog Talk. Yeah, it is, and I can.
Yeah.
Hopefully, people are listening in on the Blog Talk can hear it on my phone.
Okay. Yeah. I guess you can see me.
Well,
talk.
It's fine. We can see you fine.
Okay.
How was your weekend?
Yeah, my weekend was really good. Went to Wales. They are out of lockdown. So me, my missus, and the mother-in-law and father-in-law went exploring. Done 5 different time capsules. And we've got 5 new videos to upload onto YouTube, so they'll be coming up on YouTube soon. We were driving past one today, which we went to explore, which was a famous actor's mansion.
Oh, wow.
So that's quite interesting to see. So we documented that. So that's another video. So we've got 6 videos now to edit, sit and wait to upload onto YouTube.
Jeez. So you're staying busy?
That's it. We're not even in this lockdown. So it gives us videos to edit.
So what's it like over there during the lockdowns? Over here, we got to wear masks and stuff, and we're not really locked down yet, but we're getting close to it, I think.
So locked down now, so they're saying to the 2nd of December, you've got to wear masks. Most of the shops are shut. No hairdressers or anything is open. As you can tell, I've not got a haircut.
Yeah.
So by the 2nd of December, hopefully lockdown will be lifted and the easing restrictions. But you do get fined if you're caught out.
Oh, wow.
You get 120 English pounds. In Wales, they did stop me, and they were fine with me. Said I'm an urban explorer. I was with the family, and we went to explore some places, and they were completely fine with it. As long as they know that we don't break in or trespass or steal things, then they're fine with it. Because obviously, you get some people that go vandalize these properties and like to thief out of them.
Yeah.
So we don't do that. So
how did you guys get into urban exploring? Have you always been into like history and stuff, or how did you start?
So basically, we started a month ago. So very new to this, like exploring side of it. My missus's family, mum and dad, are. They started it a few months ago, and we went with them for the first one in like start of October in Wales, and we thought it's actually really nice to see these time capsules and how everything's left of how they used to live. Like we went to one which was Grace's house, and it's been abandoned for over 50 years, and all of her shoes and pots and her kitchen and her bedroom, everything was laid out exactly how she would have lived, not touched at all. So we thought, this is quite interesting. So we decided, let's start our own page up, our YouTube and our Instagram. Obviously, we're going to develop onto starting our Facebook and further on Twitter and stuff, but that's how we got into it.
Wow. So we don't have that stuff around here.
Yeah, everything would either be destroyed or vandalized.
Yeah. The people spray painting stuff and, you know.
In where we are in south of England, it's, there's not many stuff down here. We have to travel north. So I think I've done about over 600 miles on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, to get to all those places. But I don't mind driving because this is my passion. I love to explore. And so this boy misses. Like, that's why we call the Hamblin Family Explorers. That's how we got the name.
So do you ever watch any of the shows, like, on YouTube, people exploring to get ideas of, like, some place you'd like to get into?
Yeah, of course. So you like to support other YouTubers to achieve their goal, and I think if you do that, everyone will get to their goal in the end. But there are a few big abandoned explorers that are really good at videoing and editing and stuff, and like you can actually DM them on Instagram and stuff and get to know them. Then you start like trading pins and stuff. But some locations aren't given out because obviously they don't want them trashed.
Yeah.
So it's just about it's about trusting people, but some people you can't trust.
I guess that's the same with everything.
Of course. And so the group we normally go out with are, so this is their YouTube, so it's the Oxford's Finest Explorer, the Paranormal Explorer 666, Wee Man's World, and Hidden Midlands. That's our normal group that mm-hmm. we like to go out with. So we built a good little bubble, which is nice. Because obviously going on your own. We do go on our own sometimes, but it's nice to go with other people that has the same interests.
Yeah, I mean, you usually go with your wife when you go out. You don't go by yourself.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's always us. Or if she's at home with us, then we'll go. I'll go meet up with one of the boys, like hit the Midlands, and we'll go and hit a few. So what we'll do is we'll say three or four different pins. When I hit the first one, I get all the footage and everything. I'll send that to my missus,
mm-hmm.
and then she will start editing the videos. Ready for me to hit the second one, and then so on. So she does that side, and I get the videos.
So explain what a pin is.
So a pin is the location of where the actual abandoned location is.
So is that like a Randonautica type thing? Like on a map, like a pin on a map type thing?
Yeah, exactly that. So we'll have the map of the whole of the UK,
mm-hmm.
but I have got pins over in France, Belgium and Germany, so hopefully by next year we'll be going across to France, stay there for a week and go exploring and get some new locations across, out of our country.
So what's been the hardest place to get into?
The hardest place? So there's a place called Lucy's House. It has been completely sealed. Had to jump up on the roof to see if there's any access points, but all the windows were shut, so we thought we better not leave it. But the hardest one we've managed to get into, well, we've done so many. Most of the doors are left open, like the time capsules, so like in Wales,
mm-hmm.
where they're so hidden, not many people have been to them, so the doors are still left open, all the windows. But the hardest one, I'd say, is we got the Palladium Cinema in Birmingham. We've had to get over a few fences and barbed wire and under a shutter. But once we got in there, obviously on our YouTube, the Handling Family Explorers, obviously if the viewers want to go and check out our page, that's
definitely
the name, the Handling Family Explorers. And if they want to give a like and subscribe, it will support us. But you'll see all of our videos so far. That's what we've hit. Obviously, we've got a few more to put up, but most of them are pretty easy, to be honest.
But we'll definitely share your YouTube videos. When you go into someplace like the Palladium Theater, like God, man, it's been a long day. What's the history behind someplace like that?
So it was a theater. Obviously, the history. Do get the history of some other explorers, but obviously if you Google up on it before you go or after,
mm-hmm.
you get the history. But I think the Palladium Cinema has been abandoned well over 50 years. I don't know what the reason why it was abandoned, but I'm guessing it would be due to something like finance or something. But my missus did actually point out a photo that we took from above on the top row of the cinema. And we were looking down at the chairs, and in the corner you see this little figure, this woman, like a ballet dancer. And I didn't recognise it at first, and you can see the face, and you can see her arms and the actual figure of the outside of the body. So that's quite interesting.
Yeah, I mean, being into the paranormal, I think I was just going to ask you if you ever go places and you ever feel like creeped out, or maybe you're not alone.
So,
some of the places you've been to.
We did go to Wales on Saturday, like I said. We did do one. The last location we hit was in the Snowdonian Mountains. It's called the Cloud House. My mother-in-law did get the Ouija board out, and it turns out that my gramp, who sadly passed away 2 years ago, managed to get through to me and gave me a message.
Oh, wow. That's I'm sorry to hear about your grandfather,
yeah.
But
that's
all right. So if you get a message from him, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And yeah, he spelled out my mum's name. He said how many, because I asked him, I said, if it's really you, how many children has my mum got? He said 5, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he died, he was at the age of 67, which is true. So I was highly convinced.
Mm. Wow, that is pretty.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. You said you did that while you were exploring?
Yeah, so we always carry a bag with us with paranormal stuff in, so equipment, so like REM pods and
mm-hmm.
Ouija boards and a table and some torches. And if we feel like there's some sort of energy inside that building, we'll just do a couple, like a half hour to an hour of paranormal after we've done our exploring and got our videos, just to see if anything comes through. Obviously, some people don't believe in that sort of stuff, but I think you have to be there to witness it, to believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you could tell people exist all day long, but until they actually experience it for themselves, they always
of
have
course.
That doubt in their heads, you know?
Yes, of course. Because I didn't believe that at the start until we went to the first ever one we done was the chapel for a ghost hunt. It was a ghost hunt. We met with some mediums, and it was a chapel, and they done all the table tipping and everything there, and that turned me over. That got me convinced that there's something out there.
God, there is so much history over there, man. I think the farthest back we go is like 400 years, and that's
okay. That's
at, over at Henricus Park, and there's Jamestown near us too, but they don't really allow investigating. But yeah,
okay.
So it's but I've got friends over there who are like they lived in a house like 700 years old, and that's just where they lived. It's just like not even like a real like. Historical house, just a random house 700 years old. They've got to be like that, like all over the place. So it's so much history there, and you go to these places that have like your time capsules. There's got like you're dealing with someone's personal history when you go into this place like that. That's got to be such a cool feeling to see how they lived, you know. And like you said, a time capsule, and the fact that no one's messing with the stuff either, you know.
It's nice to see how people used to live, and that is actually someone's life in one building. And it's been nice to document, obviously if they've sadly passed, you're documenting their life, and then you're bringing their memories into YouTube so other people can see now in the nowadays how they used to live, and make them recognize that the way they lived was actually quite nice.
Yeah, you're like
this generation now is a lot different to in the early
mm-hmm.
1900s.
That's the cool thing about YouTube and going out exploring these places, that you can document these places and get into these places that
get the history
that were there. But, yeah, but, you know.
Of course.
They're harder to get into, and not having the equipment, you may be able to film something on your phone and do something like that, which is a lot easier than carrying, like, camera cases and all that stuff around, you know. And it helps people from
the
next generation. Yeah.
That's the thing with technology these days. It's just unreal. You can capture some good stuff. So our Instagram is all done through my phone and my Mrs. phone. All the photographs, that's on our Instagram. So there is some good photo shoots on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, we just like doing it as a couple. We're building, it's not just about exploring, we're actually building memories together. And we can say to our kids and our grandkids that this is what we used to do.
I figured you'd take them with you when they get old enough.
Exactly, yeah, when
yeah.
they get old enough. So my son's currently 3 years old.
not quite old enough yet, but...
No, not quite, but he's on about ghosts all the time. He sees ghosts and diggers and stuff in the bedroom. So, yeah.
You know, mine's 2, and he will freak out over this, like... I mean, he'll be walking into our bedroom, and he'll look in, he'll see something scream and run out. And I know he's seeing something because I've taken him to a few Civil War battlefields near where I live.
Okay.
And we were walking down a trail, and he's going to walk into the woods, get off the trail and walk into the woods. He stops, screams, and runs away. And then goes back onto the trail, goes back into the woods, looks in, looks around the corner, stops, screams, and runs away. It just happens like 3 or 4 times. So, you know, I don't know if it's because, like, of what my girlfriend and I do. We go to paranormal places. We ghost hunt a lot. And actually, I run a paranormal location here in Richmond. So I, of course, I was talking in a haunted paranormal cabin. So that's what that is.
I was going to ask what you do, like what you do in your spare time and stuff. So well, you've answered that question for me.
Mostly hunt ghosts and take care of my kid.
How long have you been doing this paranormal?
I've been doing this since about 2012.
Okay, so a good 8 years then.
Yeah, I started with my friend Howie, and started a team back in here in Richmond, and then started another team with my friend Dennis, and we've been doing this ever since.
So what are your thoughts on paranormal? So are you a strong believer or?
Yeah, I'm definitely. Yeah. Definitely a strong believer.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard not to be when you go experience all these things.
You can't explain.
Yeah.
Like after you've tried to rationalize it.
Yeah, and then I got a ton of EVPs.
You can catch this sort of stuff on footage, but people still won't believe it.
No.
Until they're in that room with you and something happens, then they'll be convinced.
Yeah, they'll always find an excuse to debunk your evidence. Even if you have a ghost, a spirit, a picture, like a video of a ghost saying, "Hey, I'm a ghost and I'm real." This isn't, you know. They'd be like, "Oh well, that's got to be some kind of weird Adobe Photoshop shit."
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like I said, you've got to be there to experience it, and you know.
That's it.
I think Chanel wants me to talk about the Jack the Ripper Museum.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
I like that name too, Chanel. That's an awesome name.
I know, it's a beautiful name, isn't it?
It is a beautiful name.
But yeah, Jack the Ripper. So that wasn't an explorer. That was actually a museum in London. So we went there just after it shut. So like it shuts at like 7 o'clock in the evening, and the woman actually gave us a full tour around the museum and told us the history on Jack the Ripper, and then we managed to get some paranormal. We was there till about 3 o'clock in the morning. And we were just doing paranormal in, so there was about 5 or 6 different rooms, and we were shared. We were there with another team.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother-in-law's team's Kindred Warriors, Paranormal Investigations. But yeah, we all shared our turns in different rooms and got the Ouija boards out, all the equipment, and we were there for a good amount of time. I managed to pick up some good footage.
Wow, that's got to be an amazing experience. Mm-hmm. The Jack Ripper Museum, you know, there's got to be attachments to some of the artifacts.
No one knows who Jack Ripper was, but you can have your theories on who he was.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously what he used to do with the woman and stuff. So they were saying that he was either a butcher or a doctor, but they just can't tell for certain.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's one of the great mysteries of the world. Who was Jack the Ripper? Do you have any theories yourself?
So I do work in the funeral industry, and obviously I see stuff, and I can sense that he is along the lines of maybe a doctor or a morticianist or something along those lines, because he knows what he was doing with a woman that he'd done it to. Obviously not a normal person with no, like someone that is just a normal working
mm-hmm.
class man, like in a retail or something, would not know what to do to be able to do that to that sort of person. So he knew, he had a good mindset on how to do it. So yeah, that's my theory.
He had experience.
That's it.
Yeah.
It was good to, it was nice to experience that sort of museum.
Wow, that's one place I'd like to visit sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is nice.
So you're into the funeral business, so you're around this kind of stuff all the time, like the death stuff. And
yeah, of course, yeah. And I'm used to seeing it. To be honest, the paranormal stuff scares me more than working with disease.
How did you get in? How did you get into the funeral business?
So, I was when I was 18 years of age. I was working at the John Macca's Hospital, which is a hospital near us, as a porter. And obviously, the job was to like wheel patients around. Some of them was actually to, I don't know how to word this, like when someone sadly passes away, you go up to the ward and we take them down to the mortuary.
Yeah.
And I thought, it clicked in my mind saying, oh, I actually enjoy this type of work. It's interesting. So, I don't know how long ago it was. I joined one funeral director. It was like part time. I thought, okay, this is interesting, and got really into it. So once I knew my head was set on this work, then I handed my notice in, then went full time with a different funeral industry. So that's how I got into it.
So you're opposite of me. I'd rather deal with ghosts than deal with dead bodies.
We don't see a lot of horror movies.
Yeah, I'm one of those weird people. I don't watch horror movies. I don't like them. I just.
It don't bother me at all, seeing that sort of stuff.
I guess you got to be a special kind of person to do that. Like people who, like EMTs, and like she wants to be an EMT and be able to deal with like blood and you know, suffering and stuff like that.
But I mean, you might get to save people.
Exactly. And I would love to save somebody, but I just don't think I could do that on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
Has anything happened with you, like, weird over at your job?
Yes, very weird. So my first ever job as being a porter, I went up to go and deal with the deceased, and believe it or not, I stood over there with my colleague, and next thing you see, the body sits up, upright, jumps up.
Oh, my God.
Sounds crazy, but, yeah, literally laying down on the bed, and the body just comes up into like a right angle.
Was it like some kind of muscle spasm thing, or
was it
something like, I'm not dead? Look at Monty Python, you know?
But, I think when you pass, the muscles and your brain's still working for a little bit afterwards, so your muscles are still reacting. That was scary.
I know this guy. Go ahead. You finish your thought.
There's been a few things that have happened to me.
Has there been any like anything that's really bothered you? Like when you see something, like, is there anybody's been in an accident or anything that's been like, it's hard to get out of your head before you go home?
So I've only had one that was really bad, obviously a decomposing one. We were obviously as a funeral director, and if you take the funeral on, you go up to the hospital and you collect the deceased, and so you have to check them through, and you've got to do their makeup, you've got to wash them, and all that sort of stuff. But this one, you couldn't do anything. It was really bad decomposed, but the smell was just horrific. That was probably the worst one I've had to deal with.
Do you have a hard time? Compartmentalizing it when you just, or is it just like a job and when I come home, that's it? That's what I'm afraid of. Like if I did that, I would not be able to escape it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So basically when you come home, you try and forget about it. It's hard to forget about it. So I do struggle to sleep sometimes, but the more you're into it, the more you think this is your job, just get on with it. You can't just think about that one because you don't know when the next call is going to come in. So for the coroner, so that means like when an accident does happen and they sadly die, roadside, you've got to get up and go out within an hour. So you can't actually sit there and think, oh, that one was really bad. You've got to quickly switch off your mind and get ready for the next one. Just
well, yeah, I guess if you can't get over it, you're off business.
That's it. Once you get that call, you just don't know what you're walking into next.
Mm-hmm.
It could be anything. But, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's interesting. So, yeah.
Let me see this. Click on here. Oh, that's better. We'll make you a little bit. I'm actually going to do this here. There we go. All right, now you're bigger. Here we go. All right, cool. So, man, what is the coolest thing you found in your exploration?
Well, there's a lot of things. So we did visit the House of Ashes in Wales on Saturday.
That sounds ominous. The House of Ashes. That sounds like, ooh.
Basically, the story behind that one, it was an old couple lived there. The wife sadly passed away, and a few years later, the husband passed away. And basically, they had ashes there, or some relative or something, and the ashes are still there in their urn. So that's why. So when explorers go to, like, whoever explores it first or second, they always name the location,
mm-hmm.
and that's what the name we get given. But if we want to call it something different, we can. But they call it the House of Ashes for a reason, and the reason being is because it's got ashes inside the house, and it's left there.
You really can't beat the House of Ashes. That's a really cool name.
That is.
That was
one of our favorites of that weekend. You can be it. Obviously, I think so. The next video we'll be uploading with we call it the Porn in the Woods, because it's a porn house. The guy lived there on his own. Those are porn magazines, like pornography.
Porn house.
I think we had to like edit that. That took a while to edit. We had to blur out the images because obviously you load up into YouTube.
Yeah, you want
to
be
that. So
somewhat family friendly.
That will be our next video. That will be our next video. The video after that, we will put up the House of Ashes and let everyone see what we saw, because the House of Ashes is just phenomenal what we saw. And yeah.
House of Ashes. I can see that being the name of a horror movie, like a Vincent Price horror movie.
Of
like
course.
Black and white, you know? Old school. Have you actually named a house? Like, or have you, do you just go with what they, with what they call it.
So we've done a farm the other week. We got sent by someone. You can't name it by its real name because it would give the location away.
Mm-hmm.
So we looked around the house. We knew the actual name of the farm, and we looked at some certain features in the house of what we're going to call it, and we saw this really nice old baby cot left standing in one room with a window. So we decided to call it the Lullaby Farm.
The Lullaby Farm?
The Lullaby Farm. So the Lullaby Farm obviously being because it's got a baby's cot in it,
yeah.
I guess. That was one of the main features in the house.
So when you name these places, do you try to give like clues to like, so you're not giving the name of the farm away, but you're giving like, hey, this is little nod so people can figure out where it is.
You don't know who's subscribed to your YouTube channel. You don't know who's following you. You don't know if they're going to be vandalized people. And so we blur out if there's letters laid around on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
We do blur them out so no one can get the address. Because obviously sometimes we get pins off. Big explorers, and they do not want the pin like getting like thrown about around the country. But obviously my father-in-law is the Oxford Finest Explorer. He's the one that gets good pins because he's in contact with big explorers like Adam Mark, Webster, and Abandoned World Explorer. So he speaks to them daily. They got a good relationship, and he gets the really untouched sun catchers. And then he takes us along with him. So because of that, we won't give them out because that's his pins and we don't want any confrontation between them.
Yeah.
You just got to respect the explorers' decisions, and if they don't want the pins given out, then you don't get the pins out.
The whole like explorer, like underworld of it's all about respect too, you know. You've got to respect, you know.
Of course. And if my father-in-law, we found one, me and my missus, and it was really good, and she wanted to come along, we'd take him along with us. But then if I got in contact with one of my friends, and he wanted that pin, and it wasn't like mine being sent out, I would ask him if he's got anything to trade with it. So I'd give him a pin, and he'll give me one back.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's good standards and not empty.
You have any interest in coming over here and exploring some of the places across in the U.S.?
Yes. So obviously, we've only just started. We will want to get over the next year. We want to go to France and do the whole of Europe.
Yeah, yeah.
And then eventually, potentially fly over to America, do America, and try and just do a different countries to see how different it is from you guys to us. And yeah, so eventually we'll get over to America. Also, during the pandemic, it's quite hard.
Money situations is
hard because obviously everyone's losing their jobs and stuff. But yeah, eventually we'll try and get over to America. Maybe meet up with you, do some paranormal.
Hey, so you want, if you come over here, I will take you. I'll take you to the cabin. We'll let you investigate. Excuse me, overnight over there, and yeah, for sure, we'll definitely take you some places around here for sure.
But that's to keep in contact for sure.
Exactly. We'll definitely. I'll be following your adventures, and I'll be sharing your videos and stuff. I was going to ask you're part of a band. Is that right? Do you?
Yes. Yeah. So I'm a musician.
Mm-hmm.
I studied in college music and performance. Got my diploma. I'm a singer, a guitarist, and a bassist. My band's kind of drifted apart because the lead singer had to move to Ireland. My pianist moved back to Philippines, so we all split up. But I do occasionally sit in my bedroom and play the guitar to my son, or just sit there and rehearse on my own, write some songs.
If you want to record a song, send the MP3. I can use it as the intro to our show. If you're interested in doing that would be awesome. I would love to.
That would be cool, wouldn't it?
Do that for sure.
Hence why it's called the Freaking Awesome Show.
Exactly. Awesome. Hey, you know what? That works. But I think we're pretty much done with the questioning. Do you have any questions for him, Kimmy?
No.
Well, there you go. I definitely appreciate you coming on the show. I know it's late over there, so I really want to get some sleep and stuff. So
it's 10 to 2 currently.
Oh.
But no, thank you for having me and the family explorers. We do appreciate having us on your show.
I'm sorry it took so long for it to actually happen. And
it's okay, cool. We're on air now, so we got there in the end.
Yes, man. Well, you have a great rest of the morning.
Thank you. The next few weeks we'll have new videos coming up, so make sure you check out our YouTube channel and like and subscribe. And there'll be some good footage because they're really good places that we hit over the weekend.
That's Hamblin Family Explorers on YouTube. Check it out.
The Hamblin Family Explorers.
Hamblin Family Explorers. We'll share the link. Yep. I'll share a link on all my Facebook pages. And
thank you very much.
We'll talk to you soon, man. And, you know, stay safe
Perfect.
Out there.
Thank you.
And I'll be watching.
Thank
I'll be checking
I'll
out your stuff. Definitely, we will.
I'll keep in contact.
Perfect. Have a good night.
And you too. Thank you very much.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. I'm sorry again for being kind of wonky at the beginning of the show. But that was an awesome interview. It was great talking to him, talking to Stefan, and hearing about what he does out there, and about the time capsules, that's really awesome because, you know, there are a lot of abandoned houses around here that I drive by. I'm like, man, I wish I could go in there.
Yeah, but they're probably, like, destroyed. Or, like, there's probably nothing in there.
But we don't know. I guess next time we go see an abandoned house, we need to go check it out.
Okay.
You know, see if there's anything. But then I don't want to get caught for trespassing either, so.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
You know, we'll make sure. There was one abandoned house we went in that there was a no trespassing sign that was falling over. So
falling over.
It didn't count because we were there. We didn't see it.
Not at
all. But it was actually really run down, really dangerous. So that's the thing you got to watch out for. It's just the floor being, you know, rotting away. And there's a big hole in the floor, like walking up these steps, and there's no banister, and if you fall down, you fall into this giant hole, which is a basement, which is full of wood and, like, debris and stuff. So if you're going to explore, be careful. You know, don't go by yourself.
Never go by yourself.
Never go by yourself.
That's not smart.
Yeah.
Because something could happen and you would be all alone.
Exactly.
And then it could be like hours or days before someone even like gets to call someone to find you.
Yeah.
Like,
and like, you know, it's weird. Can you see Brian? I don't know. He said he was going here. Then like your phone dies. It can't pin you.
Yeah.
And you know, you're sitting there.
Or like if
with
you
a broken
pass
leg.
Out.
Yeah.
Hit your head too hard.
So if you explore, take someone with you.
Like, at the very least, like, a group of, like, two or three, at the very least.
This public service announcement has been brought to you by the Freakin' Awesome Show. Be safe out there, guys. Next week, we're working on a guest. I don't know who we're going to be yet, but it's going to be awesome. So that's all you need to know. It's going to be awesome. So I will be back with my red shirt on, maybe. I might be wearing a green one. You never know. Hope you guys enjoyed the show, and we will talk to you next week. Same freaking awesome time.
Same freaking awesome show.
That's right. Have a good one. Good night.